You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Heavy rain is on tap the next 2 days with flooding concerns here in western Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Totals for both days combined could climb as high as 2 to 4 inches or more in some spots. Is your house in a floodplain? Are you aware of where water commonly collects in your neighborhood and other routes to get to work? And if you live in an area prone to river floods, review your way out so you can leave quickly. And at home, have a professional check valves and plumbing to prevent floodwaters from backing up. Make sure your sub pump is working or have a backup in case it fails. Also a good idea to make sure that your circuit breakers or fuses are clearly marked for each area of your house. And standard homeowners insurance doesn't cover flooding, and most insurance policies take 30 days to go into effect. And remember, always avoid floodwaters. Don't walk or drive through them. It only takes 6 inches of moving water to sweep you off your feet. So turn around, don't drown. And if you were wondering, a car caught in swiftly moving water can be swept away in seconds. And with just 12 inches of water, it can float a small SUV. If there's 18 inches of water, it can carry any car away. And don't forget, here in Wisconsin, those culverts like to wash out, so you don't know if the road's even underneath you still. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here in the Cooley region, the forecast calls for multiple inches of rain over the next 2 days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. New property assessment numbers are in for the city of La Crosse, and property owners might be in for a bit of sticker shock. The state-mandated reassessment brought property values in line with market values. While it's only been a few years since the last assessment, the housing market has seen skyrocketing prices for the last few years as well, bringing property values up with it. The increase can mean impact to taxes if a property's value goes up higher in relation to other properties in the city. Anyone with questions can contact the city assessor's office. Today in city government, the Economic and Community Development Commission will consider adopting a 5-year plan after a public hearing. The commission will also consider a resolution to approve the first 3 phases of the Chalmers development, as well as review plans for the Gateway Commons project. The city administrator work group also meets today. The Redevelopment Authority meets tomorrow to hear updates on the River Point District and review the Gateway Commons project. Heavy rain yesterday flooded parts of La Crosse, including Front Street, after an afternoon downpour dumped multiple inches of rain on parts of the city. Some streets filled with several inches of water after the burst of rain, leaving motorists stranded for over an hour until the waters receded. More heavy rain is expected today and tomorrow, with flash flooding concerns in the city and stream and river flooding outside of it. The on and off rain showers will last through tomorrow night. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. With the state budget due on Monday, there doesn't appear to be any consensus that we'll see a completed budget by the deadline. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Last week, talks broke down between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the Assembly, but the clock's ticking here. And now the governor says he will not sign a budget unless it includes money for child care counts. That was a pandemic-era subsidy that went to child care providers. It expires in this budget. Without it, up to a quarter of Wisconsin child care facilities could close. That's according to research commissioned by the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans' plans do not include child care counts.
We're already doing things on child care, so I feel like a lot of that isn't necessarily focused on the details. It's more on the broad picture. But look, I know we're going to make investments in trying to help make sure that parents have access to child care.
But Voss says those investments would not include payments to child care providers.
Our caucus has been pretty steadfast in saying we are not just going to write checks out to providers, just like you don't write a check out to the person who owns a grocery store to lower the food costs.
Corinne Hendrickson, a family child care provider, was on Matt and Air on Air responding to that grocery store analogy.
And I thought to myself, we're the farmers in this situation, in this scenario. We're not the grocery store owners. We don't sell the children. We are the farmers. And we subsidize farmers and ag like crazy so that people can afford and access food. So we are the exact same situation.
So far, there are no meetings scheduled for the Joint Finance Committee this week. The committee would have to pass a budget plan. Then that would go to the full legislature for a vote before it could head to the governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Without a new budget this year, state funding would continue at the same levels as the previous budget signed in 2023. Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that the lack of funding for childcare providers is a deal breaker in the next biennial budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
During a stop in Waukesha County yesterday, Governor Tony Evers said he'd refuse to sign Wisconsin's next state budget unless it includes continued funding for childcare providers. Evers warned that losing childcare counts money would hurt kids and the economy. The governor was first in Eau Claire earlier in the day. Later in the afternoon, he was in Pewaukee. Negotiations in Madison have ceased, with the governor urging Republicans to resolve their differences and finalize the two-year spending plan.
Funding for child care providers in the current program expires next week, which could cause the closure of nearly one in five child care providers in the state, according to the Evers administration. La Crosse will soon have a new location for its veterinary clinic. The new clinic, which will be near the current clinic on Frontage Road, will be larger and allow La Crosse Veterinary Clinic to offer more services. The old clinic was built 75 years ago, with the new clinic going up nearby. With the new building, the clinic can provide separate areas for dogs and cats, more exam rooms, and the potential for future physical therapy space. The new clinic is set to open in 2027, with more activity celebrating the new space planned in the future. A former La Crosse mayor has found new work. Mitch Reynolds, whose mayoral tenure lasted one term after he decided not to seek re-election, is joining the Mid-America Clean Future Alliance. Reynolds will be a program specialist for the group, which works with communities near the Mississippi River. The group started last fall under the direction of Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative Director Jennifer Wendt. Reynolds was a member of the initiative while he served as mayor of La Crosse. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. National Republican Party officials are seeking a change at the party's top spot in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
According to JS Online, Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says he received a call from an executive committee member suggesting a majority of the board wants his resignation. Schimming tells the paper that he has since received calls of support across the state and has no immediate plans to step aside. The alleged move to push him out follows months of infighting over the party's direction and leadership.
Schimming has been Wisconsin's Republican Party chairman since 2022. Wisconsin Republicans are looking to cut $87 million from the universities of Wisconsin system. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Grulotz.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin.
A cut like that could mean closed campuses, with Platteville, River Falls, or Stevens Point Marathon County at risk. A cut like that would have consequences for thousands of students, staff, and faculty, and is just unacceptable.
That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase, but something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports.
It's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Look, this is not a new topic for Republicans. I think we look and say that there is still too much political correctness on campus. We don't have enough respect for political diversity.
Voss referenced hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
In addition to the state legislature proposing a cut in funding to UW, the federal government is proposing its own series of cuts to higher education. Rain, rain, and more rain is on tap through Thursday. There is a chance of scattered severe storms embedded in the waves of rain showers passing through Wednesday in western Wisconsin, where the main concern will be heavy rain and flash flooding. Multiple inches of rain are possible. Rain continues into Thursday, where an additional inch or two of rain could fall. La Crosse and Monroe counties have seen street, stream, and river flooding this week, with over 4 inches of rain in some spots. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with 2 home runs, 4 runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
Well, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with how he's, but I'd say confidence is number one.
Basketball, round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million bucks this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest-grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms could bring some heavy rain here over the next several days. We're talking an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain through Friday. Our high today, right around 75 tonight. 62 tomorrow will be warmer with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.